So, when you were put into Christ, you became new. You've never been that before. You still got the same body, still got the same mind, but your spirit is made brand new. You have the life. You have the nature. You have God's ability, God's wisdom. The Zoe life is on the inside of you. Notice the latter part of that verse, old thing. What? Old thing. What I used to be. It passed away. It's gone. So when the enemy comes to accuse you, if you know who you are, you can send him on down the road. Because you can tell him, you got to go chase that fellow that left you because I'm a new man now. Without a past. What I used to be, who I used to be, that fella gone. He's dead. So you have to go chase him. I'm a new man. And I have a new boss. You lost. His name is Jesus, and it'll shake him up real big, shake him up bad, big time, because he knows what that name is all about. And that means you're under my feet. You're a defeated foe. Your claim on me, you have no more. What you used to do, you can't do it no more. I stopped you in the name of Jesus. I have something that you can't handle. You have no defense for it. When I speak, you tremble. When I use that name, you tremble, you flee. Didn't he say, resist the devil, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, he will do what? Flee from you? Huh? So, old things are passed away. Behold what? How many things? Didn't verse 3 say, I give you all things pertaining to life and godliness? All things have become new. All things. You are divinely connected. You have in you. So I have the life of God in me. I have his nature. Go ahead.
I have his nature.
I am. Who he is.
I makes up
the body of Christ.
He's the head.
And I'm a member.
And all that he is,
I am. Can you back that up with scripture? So as he is, so are we. As he is, so are we in this world. Didn't it say that? So when this divine life is properly implemented, and what I mean by that, you feed on it, it'll flow if you receive it. You ever see a branch on a tree? All of a sudden it starts withering up, the leaves wither up. Something happened. That branch lost connection, didn't it? But you've seen the one that stayed alive, the leaf will turn green every spring. You'll see fruit come on the vine, on the limbs, every year. Year after year, you see it happen over and over. Those branches keep bearing fruit, keep producing. But the one that withered up, you don't see anything. That's what happened to a lot of Christians. They stop feeding on the Word. They disconnect themselves from the Word. They get over into grumbling, complaining. You know, don't have time to pray, don't have time to read, don't have time to obey, just go do what they want to do. They wither up. But those that stay connected, you continue to grow. Though our outward man perish, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When you became a child of God, that's when he imparted his nature to you. 1 John 3:14. Turn there with me. 1 John 3:14. We know. What is it? What is the difference between wondering and hoping and knowing? Is there a difference between those three words? Wondering, hoping, and knowing. He didn't say we hope. Didn't say we wonder. But he said we know. We know. Tyrone, what's your name? Do you know that? What's your name with that rag on your head? Do you know? We know. How do we know? That we have passed from death unto life. How do we know it? Because we love the brethren. I used to hate. I used to do all those things. But I know I don't have to hope. I don't hate people. You know, people say, and I try to say this with grace, be graceful. I hate that old white man. I hate that old black man. I hate that old. But you'll never hear that come out of my mouth because it's not true. I don't hate anybody. I don't care what color your skin is. I don't care how old you are, how young you are. That's how I know I have passed from death unto life. Not because I go to a certain church. Not because I dance a certain way. Not because I raise my hand and say, praise the Lord. I know! Because I love the brethren. Amen. You have church members and people. Saying, I can't stand that old person go over that church. I don't care what church you go to. I don't care what name on your church door. I don't care who you are. I'll work no ill towards you. Why? Because I'll pass from death unto life. Hallelujah. Jesus even took it a step farther. He said, you heard that you love them, but I say unto you, love your enemies. Pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. Didn't he say it? If you can't love somebody, if you can only love somebody that love you back, I don't know where you have passed yet. Because a true child of God will love his enemy and pray for him. Not only will you love him, you'll pray for him. Amen. So he said, we know that we're passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. Hallelujah. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Is that plain enough? So you know where you stand. The word of God is real plain.